Chances are you're walking on flooring from Nigel's Flooring.
They're that good.
And what's more, Nigel's Flooring is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau and a member of the Floor Layers Union, so you know they know their stuff. For top quality carpet and carpet tile, hardwood, tile, marble, laminate, or vinyl flooring at affordable prices and work that is guaranteed, call Nigel's Flooring at 636-219-1860 for a free consultation or go to nigelsflooring.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Beatles!
We are the generation that survived the
60s. Lift off on Apollo 11.
And now we're retiring.
Well, I'm not a crook.
We're baby boomers. And just for us, it's the Baby Boomer Bash.
Wow, man.
Sunday, November 17th, you'll discover resources for seniors, boomers, and families with vendors and exhibits from the fields of healthcare, finance, travel, and home remodeling.
Groovy, man.
Plus, chances to have your picture taken with a World Series trophy. Get stadium tours, meet Fred Bird and KTRS personalities. You'll also have opportunities to win great prizes, including Cardinals tickets for next season. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab for more info about the 2013 Baby Boomer Bash, Sunday, November 17th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Busch Stadium, from Hi-Z Advisory Group, Life Care Centers of Florissant, and the Big 550.
Form out, right arm.
KTRS.
Form out.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots.
I actually remember kids saying that.
Oh, my goodness.
Form out.
Trying to be cool. And out of state. Oh, that's a good one.
So join his partners and him.
And him.
There's no fun left on
FL. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
teeth in the trousers.
Oh, yeah, don't do that to me.
Yeah.
Teeth we're out of my trousers. Trousers. Does anybody say that? Trousers?
No.
or britches? I don't think so. Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome, everybody. Gather around for the November 7th, 11-7. Oh, thank heaven for 11-7. I just made that up.
Hey.
Just came into my head from out of nowhere. What happened to those commercials? Oh, thank heaven, 7-11. I don't know. They weren't on this show. Maybe that's why they're dwindling, fading fast. Good afternoon and welcome. We're brought to you by Window World. The original $189 window. We'll talk more after this. Da-da-da-da.
Hey!
Control boards. They look complicated, but they're really not. A three-year-old could run one.
Yep.
Here to prove it, our control board operator, not a three-year-old, but he could have done this 33 years ago if he'd wanted to. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, it would be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises.
Sure would.
And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
You have to ask the station management. I can't answer that.
What?
He wants to go to the Baby Boomer Expo November 17th, and he wants to have a little booth there. He's got a new product on the market. Baby Boomer what?
Cheese.
Baby Boomer cheese.
What the heck is that?
I don't know. I don't know what would make it. I don't know. Maybe he can explain it later. Maybe he can explain later why he didn't have something funnier than that today.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Somebody ever thinks about cheese, cheese, more cheese.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. You mean it. I love you. Thank you.
Brought to you by Window World. I've asked this question before. How do you think somebody discovered glass? Let's go back to the, again, I love to think back to the caveman. it had to be a lightning storm near some sand, because isn't glass like heated sand or something? I still don't get it, because if I were to cook a bunch of sand, I'd just have cooked sand. It wouldn't be, you know, clear glass. Don't you ever wonder how way, way, way back somebody was smart enough to make a pane of glass?
Out of sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That originally was sand and heat and whatever. Well, thank goodness somebody did it. If they hadn't, saying things like, hey, go look out the window wouldn't make any sense. There'd be no window. And what'd they do before that? I guess you just had a square in your cave or your hut or whatever, and you looked out it, but then stuff could get in because you had no protection. You had no glass. Well, we have glass now, and we have lots of people out there selling windows. Builder-grade windows, expensive, fancy, high-end windows, replacement windows. The replacement window category, that's the one Window World is in. These are the windows you buy after years are no longer any good because they were put in by the builder who really wanted to cut expenses everywhere he could. That's what builders sometimes do, unless you used to... carpet, for example. You build a house. If you don't upgrade the carpet, you should see the crappy carpet they're going to put in your house. The cheapest padding, the cheapest carpet... That holds true for lots of things, the heating and cooling system, the windows. They are entry-level, barely pass inspection windows, and when you replace them, you don't want to replace them with that same garbage. You want something that is going to last, you're going to get your money's worth. That's Window World, $189. Over 10 years in business, over 35,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows in them. Your home could be next. It's up to you. You can get taken by somebody who's saying things that aren't true. You can go somewhere where the price is the same, but the product isn't, or you can contact Window World. You can find them at this website, windowworldstlouis.com. Where to start? The rating. I just saw the latest ratings, and it would take at least a couple of hours to break down for you why this is so laughable. I saw the printout of the top 21 radio stations in the St. Louis area. KTRS is not in there.
What?
Yeah, we're not listed. I'll tell you what is, though. An AM gospel music station is number 20 or 21, but not us. We're not in there. And I mention that again for only one reason. If you, as an advertiser, buy into that and you allow other stations to come and pitch you and for your business, and you say, well, you know what, I listen to KTRS, the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I know a lot of people that do. They're going to say, nah, it's just a few people that you know. Look, I'll prove it. They're not even in the ratings. If you're dumb enough to believe we're not in the top 21... Maybe you shouldn't be advertising anywhere. You might ought to question whether or not you should even be in business. It's such a joke. That's all I'll say. Veterans Day is Monday. Please be with us for that. It's always a special day. We'll try to make it special again this time around. Now, it is no secret that I don't know a lot about a lot of things, especially today's music. I don't get it. I don't know a lot of the artists. I watch the award shows, and I just sit there thinking, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? I don't know who that is. I have very few names I recognize. There's an app called Shazam. We talked about it a long time ago, and I have it on my phone. Shazam is an app that enables you to take your phone, hold it up to music you're listening to. I've done it in a movie theater. There'll be a song that's part of the soundtrack to a movie, and I go, what a great song. I hold up my phone. All it needs is about 10 seconds. It captures it, and it tells you what the song is, who the artist is, the album it's from, and asks you if you want to buy it and dump it into your phone, just like that. Wow. It's called Shazam. Now, Shazam knows what people are asking for what songs and in what parts of the country because it knows where your phone is. So what they're able to do is tell us that in St. Louis, last week, the top 20 songs that were tagged by Shazam. Now, I looked at this list. I honestly did not recognize not only one song title, with the exception of two names that I have heard. I don't know any of these people. That's how out of it I am. And this will be kind of fun for the baby boomers. Let's run through the top 20 songs. What that means is these are songs that last week, the top 20 songs that somebody somewhere held their phone up to because they were in a store, it was in a movie, they were listening at somebody else's, and they go, what's that song? I want to tag it and grab it. Here we go. Number 20. I'm sorry, we'll do the top 20. I may have said 10. 20 is I Won't Stop by Seven Streeter. Have you ever heard of?
No.
19, no, Prime Time by Janelle Monáe featuring Miguel.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I love this one. Not a joke. This is the song, number 18. The song title, I'll have to spell it for you. It's a one-word title. The name of the song is S-H-I-T.
Really?
That's it, yeah. It's by Future. Number 17, White Walls by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Schoolboy Q and Hollis.
I have heard of Macklemore.
Number 16, Ready, B-O-B featuring Future. Number 15.
Oh, Future's in there twice now.
Oh, yeah. And Piano, have you heard of Future?
No.
Well, you're the hippest guy in the room if you haven't heard of him.
Yeah.
Number 15, Love More by Chris Brown. Oh, that's one of the two I've heard of. He's a woman beater. Chris Brown featuring Nicki Minaj. Ah, that's two that I've heard of. Number 14, Honest by Future. This Future's got a lot of, Future's a lot of songs going.
Future here.
Again, this is the name of a song. The 13th most tagged song in the St. Louis area. I love, L-U-V, I love this S-H-I-T.
Oh.
What a great name for a song.
That could be the first dance at anyone's wedding.
It sure could, Dan. And I would recommend to any young people out there, when you do the father-daughter dance,
yes,
get up and announce, now I'd like to dance with my daughter to I love this S-H-I-T.
So here you go, Future. His real name is Navadius Cash.
Oh, Navadius.
Navadius Cash.
I love this S-H-I-T, by the way, is by August Alsina and Chris Brown and Trey Songz, S-O-N-G-Z.
Oh.
Number 12, My Nigga is the name of the song, N-I-G-G-A. My Nigga. That's a song by YG and Jeezy with Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan.
Sorry.
Well.
Number 11, Last Night by Sebastian Michael featuring Whale. Number 10, Stay the Night with Zedd featuring Hayley Williams. Number 9, Prime Time. Again, Janelle Monáe featuring Miguel. Number 8, Clappers with Whale featuring Nicki Minaj and Juicy J. Ah, one of my favorites, Juicy J. Number 7, Own It by Mac Wiles. Number 6, Pound Cake by Paris Morton Music 2. Number 5, It Won't Stop, Seven Streeter featuring Chris Brown. Number 4, Timber by Pitbull. Pitbull featuring Keisha. And Keisha spelled K-E dollar sign H-A.
Yes.
Number 3, Royals by Lord. You ever heard of Lord?
No.
No.
Number 2, 23 by Mike Will. Mike Will Made It is his name.
Mike Will Made It?
Yeah, Mike Will Made It. And number 1, Memories Back Then by T.I. featuring B.O.B. By the way, B.O.B., the O is lowercase.
I know who T.I. is.
Yeah.
Okay. T.I.'s on that Don't say it. Robin Thicke, the one
yes.
I like.
Yeah.
What the heck? I forgot the name of it already.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of it.
Unbelievable.
Blurred Lines.
Yeah, Blurred Lines. So there you have it, folks. I want to check out, and I will try to download the song S-H-I-T, and I love this S-H-I-T, and my nigga. I think those sound like songs I might really enjoy. All right, I have a quiz that I'd like for you guys to take. You did the spelling bee, Peon. I've seen this once before. It's going around on the internet, and it's billed as a quiz for bright people, but I want you to take it anyway.
All right.
9 questions, and it essentially says that there are some people who know just about everything. They know enough that they should be able to pass this quiz. These are straight questions with straight answers, no tricks. No Mike Evans. Oh, the answer is all of the above. Here we go. PM, we'll start with you. Name the one sport where neither the spectators nor the participants knows the score. The leader knows the score or the leader till the contest is over. The one sport where neither spectators or the participants know the score or the leader till it's over.
Wow. One sport.
Boxing.
Oh. Wow.
The only sport where you don't know the score till it's over, or the winner till it's over. You got a pretty good idea along the way if one guy's pummeling.
Well, I don't know anymore, because nowadays, after each round is over, they have the judges' scores, so I think you would know the leader by then.
You wouldn't know the official winner, though.
No, not the official winner to the end.
What North American landmark is constantly moving backward?
Whoa.
Niagara Falls.
Very good, Peon.
Wow.
Because it's eroding and the water's eating it away, and the surface where the water falls over is literally moving backward. In fact, the rim is worn down 2.5 feet every year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that thing's eventually going to end up at the North Pole or something. Of all the vegetables, only two can live to produce their own for several growing seasons. Other vegetables have to be replanted each year. What are the only two perennial vegetables?
Mm. Wow.
That's a toughie.
Perennial.
Lettuce, one of them?
Lettuce? No.
Asparagus and rhubarb. It says it's a quiz for bright people. What fruit has the seeds on the outside? I thought this was too easy to be in here. Yeah, strawberry. In many liquor stores, you can buy pear brandy with a real pear inside the bottle. The pear is a whole ripe pear, and the bottle is a real bottle. The bottle has not been cut. How did the pear get in the bottle?
Wow.
They put a seed or something in there?
The companies that do this place bottles over the pear buds when they're small, and they're wired in place on the pear tree.
Wow.
And the bottle is left in place on the tree for a whole growing season, and as the pears ripen, they're snipped off at the stems, they ripen inside the bottle.
I'll be darned.
What?
I'll be darned.
Only three words in the English language begin with the letters D-W, and they're all common words. D-W, the first two letters. What are the three words?
Dwindle.
Very good. Dwindle, dwarf.
Dwayne.
No, that's
dwarf.
A name. That's a personal name. Yeah. Dwarf and dwell. Those are the three. I'm not going to do the next one. It's too long and too cumbersome. There are actually 14 punctuation marks in the English language. What are they? That's too long. Period, question mark, blah, blah, blah. That's a good one. Give me the only vegetable or fruit that is never sold frozen, canned, processed, cooked, or in any other form except fresh. The only vegetable or fruit that's never frozen, canned, cucumbers are turned into pickles.
Oh, yeah.
It says never frozen, never canned, never processed, never cooked. And it's never in any other form but fresh. Only one.
Is that lettuce?
That is lettuce. So you've obviously seen this before, because you remember that was an answer in there. And that's enough. The others are too, a little too cumbersome. Very good, Peon. You win.
Oh, thank you.
There's some new research out, and there's a book coming out. This lady's name is Terry Orbuck. And let me just establish her credentials with you. She's a Ph.D. professor of sociology at Oakland University. She's also a research professor at the Institute of Social Research at the University of Michigan, certified family and marriage family therapist. And she says that in a relationship of marriage, the happiness of the marriage is controlled by the woman, and the happier the wife is, the happier the marriage. I think that's probably true.
Duh. Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing she says. She says, this business about never go to bed mad, she said, hogwash. Go to bed mad. She says it's good to go to bed mad, because you have time to sleep on it before you say something really stupid.
Right, and usually you'll forget even what you were.
That's the other thing they said. About. By the time you have a good night's sleep, you wake up and go, why did I hate you last night? I can't remember anymore. Yeah, forget it. We're fine. There's a radio station in Portland, Oregon, a wacky FM radio station, 101 KXL, Portland, Oregon, FM. And they had a billboard up, and they've had to take it down because somebody said it's really offensive. Here's what their billboard said. It was their call letters, 101 KXL, we love you long time.
Oh.
Now, Now, I know why somebody thought that was... That's a prostitution line. I think it's in, I don't know, numerous movies, the Asian...
Full Metal Jacket, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, what's funnier, though, is sometimes when you're, you're so afraid of being politically incorrect, and sometimes when you turn around and try to correct it, what you do is even dumber. Here's their new billboard for 101 KXL Portland, Oregon. The billboard says, "Stay connected, my friends."
What?
Stay connected, my friends.
Stay connected, my friends. Now, let me just say this. That is offensive, I think, to lepers.
Oh, yeah.
They can't stay connected.
No.
What if somebody sees that and they have leprosy? Now, easy for you to say.
Yeah.
My arm came off yesterday.
Yep.
I'd like to stay connected. So I think sometimes we try too hard to be politically correct. This thrills me to no end, this article, because once again, I can show this to my wife and go, "See, told you." Just like I'm waiting for the article that comes out that says salt is the greatest thing you can eat, because I love salt. Natural. The word natural means nothing.
Right.
And the Wall Street Journal has a story. It says 51% of Americans look for all natural food when shopping, when in fact they have no idea what that means, because it doesn't mean anything. The FDA has no guidelines for natural and to determine whether or not a product is really natural. And at the end of the story, what I've always said about this natural thing is that poop is natural. There's nothing more natural than fresh doo-doo.
Right.
That is all natural. But would you buy a bag of it to take home to snack on? I don't think so. And the other thing they say is, they say that hemlock is a natural product. It's also poison, and it'll kill you.
Oh.
So natural, thank goodness somebody has come forward and said, "Nah, don't be sucked in by this natural thing." Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Had an email request for this. Like to try to wait a year. I don't know if it's been a year. It's been pretty close. So, Thomas, I'm happy to do this joke again for you. The guy traveling through West Virginia, and he's going through the really backwards hillbilly parts of West Virginia. There's a little, I guess you could call it a diner, a cafe. It's not much of a place. It's got a bar. He goes in there and he's thirsty. And when he walks in, it's just full of the dirtiest, most uneducated, ignorant-looking, redneck, backwoodsy hillbilly people. And as soon as he walks in, they all stop and stare at him. One of those places where the same people go and the stranger never walks in. And he walks in and he can feel the stares. I mean, just everybody stops with that, "What are you doing here?" look. And he walks up to the bar, and the bartender says, What can I do you for?" You know, those people that say that all the time. "What can I do you for, stranger?" Now, he notices as he walks in, a lot of these guys are drinking. He can smell it, like corn, liquor, moonshine, just the strongest, nastiest alcohol. He says, "I'd like a Coca-Cola, please." And the bartender says, "Beg your pardon?" He says, "Coca-Cola." "Well, Coca-Cola. Hey, everybody. Guy wants a Coca-Cola." And they all burst out laughing. Then they all gather around him. Now they're going to have a little fun with him. "Are you driving?" He says, "Yeah, I'm driving." "You sure you want to get behind the wheel after a Coca-Cola?" And they all burst out laughing. And now he's uncomfortable. "You're not from around here, are you?" He said, "No, I'm not." "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from the St. Louis area." "Yeah. And Mr. Coca-Cola, what do you do? He says, I'm a taxidermist." "Well, is your taxi parked outside?" He says, No, I'm not a taxi cab. "I'm a taxidermist." "Well, pardon us if we're ignorant. We know what that is. What does that mean?" He says, "It means I mount animals." The bartender says, "Leave him alone, boys. He's one of us."
Let's get taking a look at traffic now, see how things are rolling. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just got a report of a couple accidents on southbound 55 around 141. It looks to me like it's between 141 and Richardson Road that has right lane block. We do have some heavy traffic coming over the Merrimack River Bridge down through 141. Also on Telegraph, southbound Telegraph at Kinswood, you've got a stalled tractor trailer that's blocking Kinswood and the right lane, and that has southbound Telegraph backed up almost to the turn-in with Walmart, which is north of Highway 255. Now, hockey traffic that's coming in, you've got eastbound 40 that's slowing now from Clarkson up through Mason. You're slow again in pockets between Lindbergh and Big Bend. Looks like westbound 44 is just slow between as you approach Mirage out through Bowles Avenue. And then on westbound 40, boy, long stretches of slow traffic between Compton and McCausland. Looks like from Lindbergh out through Mason and then from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. Heaviest, though, between the Spirit Overpass and the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, that's still slowing now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, just a little bit heavy from about St. Louis Avenue to the Edward Jones Dome. And this traffic report brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game, and it's here exclusively on KTRS.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-7260 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial. So if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-7260. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-7260.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 9th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-700-4781. This is an exclusive, radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-700-4781. 1-800-700-4781.
There's nothing like walking into your house and having a place for everything. Having your house organized. Well, the best place to start is at St. Louis Closet Company, because St. Louis Closet Company will not only organize your house, they'll organize your life. St. Louis Closet Company, 100% locally owned and 100% locally operated by Jennifer Williams and her family. It's been going for years, 100% custom manufactured closets here in St. Louis by a local company. St. Louis Closet Company will customize your kids' closets, your pantry, your laundry rooms, even Murphy beds. You want to save space? Murphy beds is a great way to add an extra bed into the home. To find out more, stlouisclosetco.com. That's stlouisclosetco.com. Remember, you want to support local businesses? St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck. Because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambren Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambren Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-213-3633. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambren right now, 1-800-213-3633. That's 1-800-213-3633. 1-800-213-3633.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Ron Foppy here from Foppy Ace Hardware in Breeze, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or see what's exciting and new by visiting our Facebook page, Foppy Ace Hardware.
Ace, the helpful place.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here, and I want to remind you, This Week in Real Estate is on this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's right, from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll discuss real estate investing, which type of loan fits you best, how to purchase tax-delinquent properties, and, of course, anything you wish to call in about. So join me for This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
That's right. You know what that music means. Before Mike Evans comes on board, it's time for the outdoor segment. Good afternoon, everybody. I am your outdoor segment host, and let's get right to it. We've got a lot to talk about the great outdoors. Well, leaves are falling, colors are changing. Good time to get outside and take a look at that beautiful sight. And that's it. That's the outdoor segment.
Beautiful.
Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Missouri is a great state because this is one of the states where we can exercise that freedom to own firearms and target practice and hunt and carry them in your car and do whatever you want to do. And hunters, Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, everything you need. Bow hunters, rifle, shotgun, all the accessories, all that stuff. Pistols Plus, the heart of Osage Beach, Pistols Plus. This actually is good wine drinking weather. It's cool, cold, crappy nights. Nice bottle of wine. I'm sure Mr. Evans may have that planned for tonight with his wife Cheryl, except he's in Dallas. He's in Dallas, Texas, Big D. Mark Chestnut had a song years ago, I'm going to the Big D, you don't mean Dallas. It was a divorce song, but that's another story for another time. Mike Evans is brought to you by Antigone's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. You will not be disappointed in anything you taste from either one of those places. Take some friends, make it a special occasion, and it will be just because you're at Antigone's. Smokehouse Market, great for gift certificates. Folks from Dallas, Texas, here's Mike Evans.
Yeah, good job.
So I got some good news and some bad news. Good news is I'm talking to you live from Dallas, right across the street from Daley Plaza, where John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Okay.
That's good news. Well, not that he was assassinated.
No, that's not good.
That you're there.
Yeah. Bad news, I grabbed a report, but the report is a week old. So I do have a couple of things that I can talk about. I do remember my pop quiz question, which I kind of like. I'm in Dallas, Texas. So your pop quiz question is this. Who was not born in Dallas and still has a home in Dallas? Meatloaf, Lance Armstrong, Owen Wilson, Mark Cuban. They have to qualify in both categories, being born here, still having a home here. There you go. Some of you, if you're wondering why I'm in Dallas, visiting daughters, going to a museum tomorrow, the opening of the Lee Harvey Oswald, where Lee Harvey Oswald spent the night before he killed JFK. There's going to be over 2,000 media here in another couple of weeks, marking the 50th anniversary. Now, I'm old. I don't know, Frank may be the only one that fits into this category. Where were you when you heard John F. Kennedy was shot?
I saw John F. Kennedy one day before he was killed.
Yeah. There are those, Mike, who speculate that Dan may have had something to do with it, because it's a little too coincidental he was with him the day before.
Very, very true.
I know exactly where I was.
What's up with that? Where were you?
In Florida. He was in Florida before he went to Dallas, and my dad was transferred to Florida for like a year. He had to work there for McDonnell Douglas, and we had an apartment complex or something, and the motorcade came right in front of our apartment building.
I was a freshman in high school, and I was in the classroom, and they wheeled a TV in on a cart with rabbit ears, and they also came on the speaker. Remember, for you old folks, every room had a speaker over the door, and that's where all the announcements
were. Homeroom announcements.
Exactly, and there was a knob on it, a volume knob, and the teacher went up and turned it up so we could hear the announcement. And the principal said, they would be making in these particular rooms that the teacher should take students to these three or four rooms, because they didn't have a lot of TVs, but everybody would gather, and they turned on the TV. I absolutely know where I was.
Now, where was that?
That was in Savannah, Tennessee, a hick town where I went to my first 2 years of high school.
We had just moved from Hawaii to California. It was in Redondo Beach, in high school, and there was a rumor. I was going into art class, and somebody said they had a transistor radio, and they had just heard that John Kennedy got shot. He hadn't died yet. I mean, this had just happened. And what had happened? They go, "You just heard it just now." And I went in, and they sat down like everything was normal, and another kid said the same thing to me, and I got up. And I left, and there were some people in this quad area, and they were listening to what was going on. And I remember walking out of the office, and I thought, my dad was in the Navy at the time, and I thought, well, I'm going home, I remember the person at the office in the school said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going home." And they said, "Well, you can't go home." I go, "Well, the president's been shot." And they go, "Well, you still can't go home." I said, "The president's been shot. I'm going home." What the hell's wrong with you people?
Now, that was a was that a Friday?
It was a Friday.
Okay.
It was a Friday.
Yeah, and I just remember, as a freshman in high school, you're old enough for you to get it. I'm sure little kids didn't really understand it, but when people say, "Dude, you know where you were when," that probably is number one on the list.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of numbers of people
right now are remembering where they were that exact minute in 1963.
And you know what else is interesting? I don't remember my parents ever making one comment or remark. I know that weekend we were glued to the TV, but I honestly, there was no lesson to me. There was no, "Now here's what you need to understand." I don't remember saying one word.
I think I remember.
We just sat there.
I think I remember my mom, when they finally announced that Kennedy was dead, my mom started crying. I remember her watching TV and crying.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
I'm about 70 yards from the window where the bullet came out here in Daly Plaza, where Oswald shot Kennedy.
I've only been there one time. I saw that Daly Plaza, and here's the thing: I don't think that anybody Peon's age, it's totally different for him to stand there than for me or you to stand there, because we saw it over and over on TV, and we witnessed it. It's just different.
The Magruder film.
Yeah.
And the Edmund Place is where you remember where you were, where you were when the shuttle exploded.
Yes.
Where Elvis Presley died, if you're old enough to remember that.
I remember both of those.
I absolutely remember both of those. Yeah, I was in a video store when the shuttle exploded. I was in a video store where they had probably 40 different TVs, a whole bank, a wall of TVs, and all the TVs had the same picture of the shuttle exploding on it. And when Elvis died, I was at work right at Westport Plaza, the same place we are now, in the middle of a work day. And one of the secretaries was going down the hall crying, and somebody said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Haven't you heard? Elvis is dead." So, yeah, all three of those. Those are the three big ones for me.
I was traveling with the Dodgers, and I used to sell gold change to the players, gold necklaces, and I was at the L.A. Jewelry Mart, and I was buying gold, and this guy, one of the dealers I dealt with, he goes, "I just heard Elvis Presley died." And I go, "Come on, really?" And then as I got in the car, I heard the news, and when the shuttle went down, Onizuka was one of the astronauts, and I had just done a television interview with him for Hawaii when he was in California about a month before the shuttle went up. So Ellis and Onizuka, that really hit home because I had just talked to one of the astronauts just a month before.
What year was that?
Elvis?
No, not Elvis.
Elvis was 1970.
That was 77.
All right. Uh-oh, we're out of time. Shoot, we're on the new schedule. We're on a new schedule. Let's do the pop quiz.
So who was not born here and or still lives here? Mark Cuban, Owen Wilson, Lance Armstrong, or Meatloaf?
Oh, man. I'll say Lance Armstrong.
I'm going to go Lance Armstrong.
I'll say Owen Wilson.
They all live here now currently, but Mark Cuban was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Mark Cuban is a Mike Evans, see ya.
Okay, Mike Evans from Dallas, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. The yard sale on Saturdays, courtesy of First Community Credit Union. By the way, heads up, yard sale people, this weekend it starts again an hour early because of, you know, Mizzou. So you 6 to 8 instead of the normal 7 to 9 o'clock. It'll be 6 to 8 o'clock this Saturday. Then the following Saturday, back on the regular schedule. With your host, Paul Warner, of course, this Saturday, and sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. The invitation is the same as it always is. My invitation to you to come join me and bank where I bank and do all your banking where I do my banking, even though the name of the place is not the word bank in it, First Community Credit Union. Trust me, all the banking services are there. But the word service, it's more than just the services. It's the service, the way people treat you when you come in as a member and not just a customer of First Community Credit Union. Feel free to have some great fresh popcorn, even if you're not a member. If somebody says anything or tries to smack your hand and they won't say, not so fast, it's okay. It's on Frank. Just say that. They'll let you have the popcorn. Check out the rates. You're going to be very impressed. Check out the people. Get some information and just consider changing where you bank to First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Southbound 55, drivers are going to find slow traffic now from about the Merrimack River down through 141. There's two accidents, one on the shoulder, one blocking the right lane. Bay of Hockey traffic coming in town now on eastbound 40. You're slowing from Clarkson all the way in through Mason. You're going to find it slow again from Lindbergh up through Clayton Skinker, and that's where we had an earlier accident that's been cleared. Southbound 170, jam pretty solid now between Page and Olive down through Highway 40. West eastbound 270, you are slowing from McDonnell through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. If you'd like to learn more, go to fuelingconnections.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Great Mizzou Tigers are hot, and they're here on KTRS.
Franklin takes the snap from the right hash. Looking up, throws, launches it to the left side of the end zone. Touchdown, Missouri!
Saturday, the Tigers head to Lexington to take on the Kentucky Wildcats.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me.
Coverage begins at 9 a.m. Kickoff is at 11 Saturday. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you tired of chasing double-digit returns at the expense of security and peace of mind?
Give Heisey Advisory Group a call right now. Let us put your vision, goals, and dreams into a plan that will provide a proven and worry-free retirement. Don't wait for the next market downturn.
Call now, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids smoke alarms will help protect your family.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle. Listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner.
Listen, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. And thanks for your loyalty. Those of you who are advertisers and those of you who support the advertisers, we appreciate that as well. I am going to be on assignment tomorrow, but have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
How a plan to completely remodel the arch grounds is it a major paperwork snafu?
A Missouri appeals court struck down one local red light camera law. What that means for the red light cameras in the city of St. Louis. A costume controversy on the campus of Washington University. The outfits that have some students upset.
First at 6, bureaucratic bungling is now delaying the almost $400 million plan to remake the arch grounds and a big chunk of downtown. Charles Jaco explains it's a paperwork problem. Charles?
Paperwork problem indeed, Sandy. The National Park Service has had months to get the paperwork in order, and yet this bureaucratic inertia is going probably to keep this mammoth construction project downtown from even getting started. This is what it's supposed to look like in about 2 years. The arch grounds and part of downtown completely transformed. Interstate 70 covered over with parkland.